Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's day and weekend going? I hope it's all well for everyone. My day and weekend is actually going very well, very relaxing. Today, I didn't sit foot out the house, but that's always a good thing, right? Especially because, you know, college homework and trying to really relax and get myself ready and prepared and organized for the week as I, you know, share with you guys many times. Definitely always try your best to be prepared. And yesterday, took little sis to Sky Zone. Now, what Sky Zone is, just in case for all, some of you that's not ever heard of Sky Zone or ever been to a facility that actually has indoor trampolines, that's pretty much what we did for 30 minutes. We took little sis out there and jumped around for 30 minutes. And it's good exercise. You know, guys, I really understand that just because you're exercising and trying to eat clean and trying to have an active lifestyle, it, you know, sometimes it really just formulates around children. You know, if you just be active amongst children, whether it be your little sister, you know, siblings or your actual children, be around them and be just as active as they are because, you know, you stay as healthy, I don't want to say fit, but you stay as healthy as you can when you're a teenager and when you're a child until you actually get older and then everything slows down. So, you know, it was really good jumping around for 30 minutes. Definitely got my exercise in for the day. And, you know, prior to that, you know, I did my own exercising with crunches and everything that was revolves around the core. So it was a good day of exercising. Just don't overly exercise, they say. So the weather has been definitely hot. We're in another heat wave. The weather has been definitely hot, very hot for that. And I want to also talk to you guys. About just really going back to the basics and revisiting some of the things I've already visited with you guys just to keep things fresh and new. Now, what also I wanted to quickly talk about is the fact that I didn't touch what happened recently over the week was there was a shooting at some military recruitment offices in Chattanooga. And I want everyone to definitely send prayers out there. You know, what all these situations happen, it's really heartbreaking that innocent people are losing their lives because of one person that is mad at society. You know, I want to pose the question to you guys, what are you really mad at with society? You know, you really shouldn't take your anger out on society or want to hurt others because of the fact that it might not always be another person's problem that has spilled out into your life and or, you know, your life is not spilling out into someone else's problems sometimes, into someone else's life. I'm trying to say that sometimes it's not a problem that's going on with someone else. And then sometimes what you're going through with someone else is not someone else's problem. So that's what I'm trying to say and get to you guys to understand is that we are all going on, all part of a journey that will require certain people to be in our lives for a certain period of time. And then those same people will leave us. Circumstances will happen that we would not ever thought would happen. It's only to build us, to make us stronger, to think differently, to react differently. So it's all about how you act when those vast upsets happen to you. And it's not always the best thing to do is take it out on other people. It's truly not. And take other people's lives because you're mad at society. It's truly not the way to go. So the prayer, my prayers go out to the Chattanooga area. And I truly hope that, you know, this situation, you know, these type of situations just need to stop happening. I don't see any validation of any of these situations happening that are a good thing. So moving on, back to the image branding and building tips. So once again, back to the basics, we're going to revisit some things I've already said in past shows, in which there are some tips that I've shared within the past three shows. Guys, go ahead and be very welcome to listen to those last three shows if you missed them. Definitely listen to them because there were some fresh new tips in there that I'm sure you guys would definitely love to hear. And send your feedback as soon as possible. So today is a day of really getting organized. And what I'm doing actually right now is doing my hair, getting it all ready, getting my work clothes and all that definitely ready for the week. And one thing I want you guys to know is that when there's a difference between you and someone else in your department, try your best to, what I've said this before to you guys, try your best to stay away from that person, but still try your best to communicate to that person as much as you can, especially if it's work-related and you have to talk to them. Just, you know, try to make it seem like you're not that fully upset at that person when you have to talk to them because, you know, you guys have to get through the day. You have to work with each other every day. So, you know, it has to happen. Another thing is, when you guys are facing your upsets that seems like they have not ended yet and you're trying to get your workflow back in order and, you know, get back on your goals and your tasks that you're trying to get accomplished before the year is out, just take your time and pace yourself. And I say that because sometimes it's just not going to happen on your time frame, and that's fine. That just means a little bit more work or a little bit more patience will be required, and you just have to just give it some time and work on it. Another thing is, once again, I say to you, everyone wants to feel appreciated. Everyone wants to feel like they're the king or the queen of their throne, regardless of where they are, the house, the office, the workplace, everything. You know, they always want to feel that way. But you can't say that you are doing things that is pleasing. And I'm going to get religious a little bit here. You can't say that you're doing things that are pleasing to God and you're truly, annoying your fellow community, Christians in your community. Now, that was my take on it, but that goes for any community or any religion that you're in. You just can't say that you don't have to necessarily care about what anybody thinks because of the fact that you're approved and qualified by God only. For the Christians who understand what I'm saying. Now if you're in a different kind of religion, it still doesn't matter what anybody on earth has anything to say about what you have to do or what you should do about yourself. But what you should do for yourself is definitely work on yourself if you hear the same repeated offenses that you do to more than one person. But my whole thing is, right, there is this person that likes to always tell me, you know, as long as, you know, he's doing things that are pleasing up to God, that are pleasing up to God, you know, that's all that matters. Problem is, what I'm noticing, this person needs to feel like everything they say is golden. And it's They're self-confident instead of God-confident is what I'm trying to say. They don't sit there and say, that you're very much so open and very wanting to please God, and you're too prideful and not wanting to bring down your pride just a little bit and understand constructive criticism. It's not right. It's not right at all. Be able to withstand constructive criticism. Be able to let your guard down, let your pride down long enough to be able to see the faults that you have that is causing people multiple times to be offended, upset, or not wanting to be around you because of the fact that your mind is going in one place and your body is going in the other. You're too chaotic. Some people can't work with chaos. And you just have to work on yourself mentally before you can remotely think about trying to run a business. That's how I look at it. Work on yourself before you think about you can run a business, because truly how you act and how you respond and how you just go about things will show in your work. Now, some people like to feel like they're perfectionists and whatever they do, it doesn't matter. They're excellent at it. There's always going to be something that's going to make you feel like you need to reevaluate everything that you do. Failure is going to happen. Mistakes is going to happen. Errors is going to happen. This is why we have these words in our terminology for a reason. It's going to happen. So don't be mad when it happens. Just go with the flow and work on things accordingly. That's all you can do. I hope I explained that good enough for everyone to understand. Because, I mean, it's terrible dealing with people who are too prideful and too much of trying to get the ruler out and measuring how, you know. I'm going to put it in terms like this. It's way too much dick measuring. And I say that because people like to point fingers the way too much. People like to say what they're doing, what you're not doing versus what they're doing. Okay, put the measure stick away because it's not that serious. We're all here as a team to get things done and worked out together. Also, I wanted to tell you guys, on Friday, I did get the chance to go see Joel Osteen at the Night of the Hope tour at Wells Fargo Center in Philly. So I was very excited. I couldn't wait to get off work to go see Joel Osteen and really get the message of inspiration, of hope, and knowing that there's two different faiths that you need to have. You have delivering faith, and then there's sustaining faith. Now, I wanted to briefly go over that with you guys because there's a lot of things that's going around in a lot of people's lives right now, including you who are all listening. And it's to the point where we are past the point of delivering faith. We're to the point where we actually have to obtain and continue in sustaining faith. And right now, it's so much going on, and we're feeling more down. We're feeling like we're not getting through it all. And truly, it's just a sustaining faith where we just need to feel like we're going to be able to get through it. It's going to be okay. Nothing else is going to stop us. Or if something is going to stop us, that's okay. We're going to get through it. We're going to pray for it. Bearable with strength, wisdom, and positivity. So it was really awesome. A lot of people don't know. It was surprising. If you don't know who Joel Osteen is, it's okay to look him up. If you do, awesome. I've noticed that a few people don't know who Joel Osteen is. J-O-E-L-O-S-T-E-E-N. And that's Joel Osteen. T-E-E-N. O-S-T-E-E-N. Okay, so he's really a good minister. And he's not your average minister. He doesn't, you know, really focus everything on the Bible, but he gives you a lot of scenarios that happened in the past with some of the chapters and with some of the persons of the chapters of the Bible, what happened to them and how we can still apply to our lives exactly what happened to them, we can apply to our lives now. And that is truly just understanding and realizing that no matter what we do, God got our back. That's for all my fellow Christians out there. If you're not a Christian, no worries. However you go about your religion, just however you go about it. But that's for my fellow Christians. I want everyone to understand and know that. Because to me, that was a powerful message that Joel Osteen had gave to me. And my mother, I went with my mother on Friday. So very busy weekend in which I can't wait for another weekend to be, not can't wait, but I'm anxious for another weekend of events with the family, really just trying not to let life really take us down a road that drives us to sit in the house all day and be depressed. You know, like some people are actually going through that now. So, really just try to live life as I would say as cheaply as you can, because I know things are still out there and they're expensive. Now, as we come to that, down to the last few minutes of the show, The Strain is on now. If you are into those type of shows, The Strain is on. The last week it was the show, it was for an hour and 30 minutes. It was the first show. So tonight is the second show of the season. So, That is the show that I will be watching. I know there's other shows that are really captivate different audiences, but that show captivates my interest. So, guys, don't forget, you can play the archive shows. Definitely do so. Don't miss out on these past tips, because I may or may not touch on those topics again. So if you would like, you can email me at my business email address. I'm always open to new feedback, new different ways of how to approach a certain topic. And, you know, you can email me at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @StewyChewy, StewyChewy. And I'll talk to you guys again midway through the week. Remember, play the archive shows for past tips. All right? All right. Talk to you guys. Be safe out there and stay cool. Thank you.